Bhagavad Gita says this, chapter 4, text 22. Yadvichcha labha santushto tvanvatito vimatsadaha sama siddhau asiddhau cha kritvapi na nibadhyate Yadvichcha labha santushto tvanvatita vimatsaraha samasiddhava siddhaucha kritvapi na nibadhyate Yadvichcha labha santushto Tvandatito vimatsaraha Samasiddhava siddhaucha Kritvapina nibadhyate Yadvichchalava santushto Tvandatito vimatsaraha Samasiddhava siddhaucha Kritvapina nibadhyate
Yadvichcha
labha santushto
Tvandatito
vimatsaraha
Samasiddhava siddhaucha Kritvapina nibadhyate
Nibadhyate Sadhyajka labha santushto Vandatito vimatsaraha Yadvichcha out of its own accord. Out of its own accord. Hello. The idea is that I say it and then you repeat it. Did you hear what I said? Then do you repeat? Can you repeat it? Out of its own accord.
Out of its own accord.
You're not English while those in the back, right? Do you know English?
They
don't really know English. English is not their language. But you know. Okay. If no one knows English, we'll just skip it. Yadvichcha out of its own accord. Lava with gain. Santushtaha, satisfied. Vanva, duality. Atitaha, surpassed. Vimatsaraha,
free from envy.
Samha, steady. Siddhau, in success. Asiddhau, failure. Cha, also. Kṛtā, doing. Api, although. Na, never. Nibhajyate, becomes affected. He who is satisfied with gain which comes of its own accord, who is free from duality and does not envy, who is steady in both success and failure, is never entangled, although performing. Actions. Purport. A Krishna conscious person does not make much. A Krishna conscious person does not make much endeavor even to maintain his body. He is satisfied with gains which are obtained of their own accord. He neither begs nor borrows, but he labors honestly as far as is in his power, and is satisfied with whatever is obtained by his own honest labor. He is therefore independent in his livelihood. He does not allow anyone's service to hamper his own service in Krishna consciousness. However, for the service of the Lord, he can participate in any kind of action without being disturbed by the duality of the material world. The duality of the material world is felt in terms of heat and cold, or misery and happiness. A Krishna-conscious person is above duality because he does not hesitate to act in any way for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, he is steady both in success and in failure. These signs are visible when one is fully in transcendental knowledge. Om Ajnana Timiram Tasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Maiyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shagana Vaganatam Vitam Stam Sativam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta kam shana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami holi priye Vanshako patrubhyascha kripasindho vyevacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yavichcha Lava Santushto Dvandvatito Vivansalaha Sama siddhau siddha, sama siddhava siddhau cha, kritapi na nivajyate. This is the way a person acts who's in full knowledge in Krishna consciousness. Yavichcha lava santushto. Yavichcha means automatically, of its own accord. Yavichcha lava, that which automatically comes. By nature's arrangement, something will automatically come. Some food will come, some place to stay will come, some everything will come, some money will come. Yavichcha, because I have this body, already some quota is assigned to me. And actually, it can't be increased or decreased by the On account of my past activities, I've received this body, and along with the body comes a certain amount of everything. The ant gets its grain of sugar, the elephant gets its ton of sugar, according to the laws of nature. These things are already decided. By nature's arrangement. So yad vichcha, lava, santushta. Santushta means completely satisfied. The person who's in knowledge is satisfied with what comes. All right, that's God's arrangement. Whatever may come, by the grace of God, that's all right. If I get more, that's all right. If I get less, that's all right. If I don't get anything, that's all right. He's satisfied. This is austerity in the mind, to be satisfied. The person who's not satisfied will never be satisfied. Or he'll sometimes be satisfied, next moment dissatisfied. But the person in knowledge, by nature, he's satisfied. Whatever comes, by nature, he's satisfied. He's not always looking, how can I get more? How can I get more? How can I get more? Whatever comes. Vichcha, lava. This is a great secret of happiness, to be satisfied with whatever comes. The materialists, they're never satisfied. Dripyanti neha kripana. Whatever they get, they want more, or they're not satisfied. Yanmaitunadi Griyamedi Sukhami Tushcha. The materialistic persons are seeking happiness in family life with the focal point of sex enjoyment. And in spite of getting that sex enjoyment, they're not satisfied. Yanmaitunadi Riyamedi Sukham Hitushcha, because it's very small happiness. It's built up to be the greatest thing in the world, to be so wonderful. But actually the happiness to be gotten from sex is tuchcha. Tuchcha means it's insignificant happiness. Kanduyanena kariyori dukkha. Actually it's not happiness at all. It's like the happiness that's gotten by scratching an itch. When we scratch the itch doesn't actually go away, but maybe for a moment there's some feeling that yes, I'm scratching the itch, so now I'm getting some satisfaction. But tripyanti neha, in this way one will never be satisfied. The miserly person instead, bahudukha padra, increases his miseries. Just as by scratching an itch, we don't actually satisfy the itch, we increase the itch. Therefore, a person who's dhīra, who's sober, he just tolerates. All right, there's some desire for sense enjoyment, but it should not be increased. Whatever sense enjoyment, just the materialists, they're not satisfied with one wife, they want to have a mistress also, or they want to have a different wife, or they want this, or they want that, something more. Tripyanti neha. Not satisfied. Or even household life is supposed to be for 25 years. They're not satisfied. They want to go on until they're 70, until they're 80, still trying to enjoy sex. So this is the opposite. Kripana, a miserly person who doesn't know how to use the human form of life. And the opposite is pāna, a person who knows that human life is meant for spiritual realization. So such a person will be satisfied with gain that comes of its own accord. Yadrichcha lava santushta, whatever comes. I got this wife, all right. I got this food, all right. I got this house, all right. Not that I have to have more and more, then I'll be satisfied. Tribyanti neha, one will never be satisfied. Oh, better to accept, all right, this is what God has given me, let me be satisfied with that. Yadrichcha lava santushto and dvandvatito. Dvandva means duality. Heat, cold, happiness, distress. The materialistic person is always concerned with these two dualities. I like it, I don't like it, I want it, I don't want it. The material world is always full of these things. But dvandva atita, the Krishna conscious person is to beyond these dualities. I may like it, I may not like it, it may be easy, it may be hard, it may be too hot, it may be too cold. But I have to serve Krishna, that's all. My business is to serve Krishna. Whether it's hot or it's cold, or it's this or it's that, let me just be situated in devotional service to Krishna. Then that's beyond the dualities of this material world. Materialist is always trying to adjust material conditions to suit his desire. He's always trying to get happiness and avoid distress. He's always trying to get to some ideal situation. But the world is always to this or to that. And therefore he's never happy. But the Krishna conscious person knows this world can't be adjusted. Let me just accept whatever it may be and be engaged in Krishna's service. And vimatsana, matsarga means envy. And vimatsana means without envy. Envy means that I'm unhappy to see someone else making progress. I may or may not make progress, but he shouldn't make progress. We see this with children. They want something. Suppose I want some toy, and instead the toy is given to some other child. Then I'm unhappy. If I can break it now, I'll be happy. So that he can't enjoy. Why should he have it? We see this in children. Bad enough that I couldn't have it, but now he has it. So if I can smash it, all right, that's better. Now you can't enjoy either. I can't enjoy, but you also can't enjoy. This mentality. I may not be able to do it, but why should you be able to do it? This is the materialistic mentality. They're unhappy to see anyone going up. It's described, this is like the crab. The crabs, if they're in a pot, some crab is climbing up, the other crabs will pull him down, so they say. They're unhappy to see someone else getting out. If I'm suffering, then you should also suffer. If I can't make progress, why should you make progress? This is envy. I was hearing about that someplace. We're unhappy to see that someone else is doing nicely. Someone is serving Krishna nicely. We become unhappy. Why should he surpassing me? This is envy. So, Nirmatsaranam Satam, Srimad Bhagavatam is meant, Bhagavad Dharma is meant for those who are free from envy. Envy is not, has no place in pure devotional service. The pure devotees, if they see that someone is making more progress, they're happy. They're not envious that, oh, why should he be ahead of me? he's younger, why should he be in a higher position? He's coming from this family, that family, why should he be making progress? Why should he be ahead of me? No, they're happy. Oh, this person has quickly come up. Very good. And especially in the devotional service of the Lord, they're happy. Someone, not that I have to protect my service. If he learns how to do it, what will happen to me? Job security. This is a materialistic calculation. If you come up and learn, if you learn how to do what I'm doing, suppose I'm the pujari. Now, if you learn how to do the puja, then what happens to me? My position is now insecure. You may become the pujari. Then what will happen to me? This is material calculation. Completely material calculation. That rather, Krishna conscious person, if he becomes now expert in puja, that's very good. I'll be his assistant, or I'll train the next man, or I'll do something else. Doesn't matter, whatever Krishna may give. Not that I have to guard my service by making sure that nobody else can do it. That's an envious mentality. That's an envious mentality. In the spiritual world, there's no envy. If the devotee, some devotee is serving Krishna very nicely, then the other devotees become happy. They may be competitive. Oh, this devotee has done nicely, let me do more nicely. That's pleasing to Krishna. That this devotee has done nicely, serving me, giving me pleasure. Now someone wants to give me more pleasure. That's very good. But not that, no, I don't want this devotee to give Krishna pleasure. I have to give Krishna pleasure. That's not found in the spiritual world. That's the materialistic mentality. So, Nirmatsuro Pujito, about the six Goshamis, it said that they're worshipable. Why? Nirmatsa. No envy. No envy. What is that?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of something else, but now I've got it. The Goswamis were not envious of anyone. They were happy to see that someone was making progress in devotional service. In the materialistic concept, we think, no, only for the Brahmins. If there's not a Brahmin, he shouldn't be allowed to perform devotional service. Or only for the Indians. If he's not Indian, why should he be allowed? Or only for the white man. Or only for this, right? No, only for the white guys. We have to keep this a tight circle here so that no black guy can get in. We keep our monopoly. He may be more advanced, but we'll keep him down anyway. This is envy. Or the other way, why should this white guy be up here? It should be a black guy. No, whoever is qualified. And if the white guy becomes more qualified, or the black guy becomes more qualified, or the green guy becomes more qualified, we don't mind. We're happy. We're happy. It doesn't matter. It's not that I have to block others. In the material world, maybe we think that there's limited resources, I have to block others. Actually, it's not so. Krishna's arranged everything. But on the spiritual platform, certainly, there's no shortage. There's unlimited service to do. There's unlimited service to do. Suppose I'm the temple president. Someone is coming up. He's becoming so good, he could take my post. Very good. Here, take this temple. I'll start a new one. Take it. I'll start a new one. He doesn't feel, no, I have to protect my posts. like a politician. Materialistic politicians are always making sure to keep everyone else down, because if someone comes up, he could grab my post. So I keep him in some sort of position so that he can do something, but not let him come up very much. If he comes up too much, then I'm threatened. Politics is like that. Or between countries. Let the country do all right, but let it not do too well, because then it could become our competitor. Or in business also. We help our fellow businessmen, but not too much. Because if they become too good, then it's a threat to us. But on the spiritual platform, no such thing. No such thing. And let anyone come up, let anyone make progress, and I'll do something else, or I'll do the same thing somewhere else. Srila Prabhupada wasn't envious, oh, my disciples are becoming capable, what will happen to me? He was happy. Even if some disciple would become more expert, become a very expert kirtan leader, or a very expert anything, the father is more happy if the son becomes even more advanced than he is. Of course, Prabhupada was the most expert in anything. But he wasn't feeling that, no, if this person comes up, what will happen? I have to somehow keep this person out by politics, by this, by that. Get him out of the country, keep him out of the area of influence, send him off somewhere, kick him out, politic him out, spread rumors. Maybe if I spread rumor, then he'll become unpopular and I can take care of him that way. This is all envy. Even Srila Prabhupada saw that there were people who were supposed to be Krishna conscious, who should have been very happy to see the Krishna consciousness movement spread all over the world. And instead, it appeared that they were envious, because they didn't do it. They didn't do it, so they were envious, and even tried to block him in his activities. Because the more he became successful, the worse it looked for them. So this is envy. But those who were not envious, they were very happy. Oh, see how he's done nicely. Appreciate. Appreciate. So this is a sign of a spiritually advanced person. He's not envious. Materially, why should he be envious? Suppose you have more garbage than I do. Should I be envious? Huh? You have more junk than I have, now I'll be envious. Or you have your disease, your temperature is higher, your fever is higher, should I be envious? There's a story that there was a man who had a wife and a maidservant, and they both became ill. So the man called the doctor. The doctor examined both of the ladies. He reported that, sir, your wife is not very sick. Little fever is there. She'll be all right. But your maidservant is quite serious. Her fever is high. The wife was hearing from upstairs. She said, I want a recount. I demand a recount. I'm the wife and she's the maidservant and she has a higher temperature than I do. The materialists are only increasing the fever of materialistic life. Why should we be envious? If they have bigger cars and more money and more of this and more of that, their wife is more beautiful, their house is bigger, why should we be envious? In Srimad Bhagavatam, it's said that if a king has a big turban on his head, It just means that if he falls in the water, he'll sink faster. The materialists are accumulating unnecessary necessities and increasing their entanglement. They're actually increasing their miseries, their big house, their like the silkworm, which makes a cocoon and then gets caught so that the silk merchant comes and throws him in the oil and he can't get out. But people are entangling themselves in so much with so much of a burden of material things. Why should we be envious that he has a bigger burden than I do? His wife is more beautiful. Charnakya Pandit. Parya Rupavati Shatru. He said, if the wife is more beautiful, then she's my enemy. Because I'll become more attached and more in anxiety also that maybe she's looking somewhere else. Or Parya Rupavati Shatru. So why should I be envious that someone has an enemy as his wife, a bigger enemy than I do? We don't envy the materialists that you have more money or you have a more beautiful wife. It just means you have bigger problems. The Krishna conscious person is santushta, whatever I have, that's all right. I don't have to be envious of you because you have better food or a more beautiful wife or a bigger house or this or that. These things have a beginning and an end. So a self-realized person is not looking for happiness there. He's looking for happiness in the service of Krishna. So yadvitcha lava santushta dvandvatisha vyasada and sama siddha vasiddhocha. Success or failure is not the issue for him. When he's successful, then that's all right. And if he fails, even that's all right. The crucial thing is to be engaged in the service of Krishna. It doesn't matter whether the endeavor is successful or not successful. In the material world, the success is the thing. In the spiritual world, the endeavor is the thing. Just like the type. When Ravana was kidnapping Sita Devi, this bird, Jatayu, saw that this is going on. So he challenged Ravana. That you can't do this, I challenge you. But Ravana was very powerful. So he cut off Jatayu's wings and Jatayu fell to the ground. And he died also. So someone may say that he was a failure. He tried to stop Ravana, but he was a failure. But because it was done for the service of Lord Ramchandra, even the failure was a success. Lord Ramchandra appreciated this bird has given his life for my service. That means the failure is also a success. If there's success, it's a success. And if there's failure, it's also a success on the spiritual path. The success is not success or failure. The success is the attempt. That one has given his full energy for the service of Krishna means that it's already a success. The result is up to Krishna. I can't determine the outcome. All I can do is be engaged in the service of Krishna. In battle, the Kshatriyas who are victorious are successful, and those who are killed on the battlefield are also successful when they're engaged in Krishna's service. it doesn't matter whether they win or they lose. The important thing is to be engaged in performing our prescribed duties or in serving Krishna. That's the thing. Sama siddhava siddhavcha. The Krishna conscious person is even minded. When he's successful, he doesn't become carried away. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And when he's a failure, he doesn't become depressed. When it's a success, he thinks, all right, Krishna made it successful. And when it's a failure, then all right, Krishna didn't desire. He remains somewhat even-minded. He remains even-minded. Sama siddha siddha cha kritva api nivadyate. Such a person, while acting, is not entangled. A materialistic person is all entangled with envy, duality, success and failures, and other duality. But the Krishna conscious person is even minded. We saw that with Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes in his preaching activities, there'd be great success. And sometimes there would be frustration. There'd be no good result. But Srila Prabhupada wouldn't become depressed. Oh, no one came to the program. 3 people came. What is the use? He would go on. All right, let me speak about Krishna. Even if no one came, Srila Prabhupada would say, still the 4 walls will hear. 4 walls will also hear. Well, sometimes there might be huge success, sometimes huge failure. But Srila Prabhupada would be steady. Not that only if I'm successful will I feel the inspiration to go on. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness movement wouldn't have gotten going because there were so many obstacles, so many failures. But Prabhupada remained steady. And, all right. Even sometimes he explained, why did he come to America? His Guru Maharaj had asked him to preach Krishna consciousness in English. So Prabhupada said, I could have gone to England. My godbrothers had gone there to spread Krishna consciousness, and they'd failed. So I thought, all right, if I'm going to fail, let me fail in a new place. And he prayed to Krishna that you've brought me here. Now you can make me a success or you can make me a failure. That's up to you. I'm your servant. So you brought me here for some business. And now it's in your hand. You can make me a success, you can make me a failure. That's the position of the saintly person. It's up to Krishna. If you like success, if you like failure, but in any case, I'm your servant. All right, any questions? Yes. One has to understand the science of Krishna and Chaito Darpana Marjanam, purify the heart. One should associate with those who are free from envy and appreciate that this is the real thing. I want you to appreciate the other devotees. One has to cultivate this desire. Let them advance. One has to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it's said there's no substitute for Krishna consciousness. There's no way that without becoming Krishna conscious, I'll develop all of these spiritual qualities. I have to become Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious means that why should I live? Why should I be envious? I can be confident that Krishna will do the needful whenever I require. Krishna will send. Krishna will always engage me in some service. Why should I be envious? Envy is the sign of the neophytes. We have to make progress by serious hearing, serious chanting, and consciously try to push forward those who are less advanced, or whatever, to give others the opportunity, not monopolize, nobody but me, nobody but me, nobody but me. We want to please Krishna, so we should know, this is not how I please Krishna, by blocking others. We please Krishna by helping others.
Mentioned here, the Krishna conscious person
is always satisfied in failure in success.
So if he devotee is satisfied when he's failure, so how he does the efforts?
No, satisfied means that in terms of my own as far as my own consideration, success or failure is up to Krishna. But I have to do my duty, that's all. Not that if it's a failure, I stop. I may fail 100 times, but if it's my duty, let me continue. That's all. Not to become discouraged. We're trying to chant, avoiding with attention, and every day we're failing. We're inattentive while chanting. But it doesn't mean we should stop. That I fail, let me stop. Let me continue, that's all.
But Maharaj, distress automatically comes when a person becomes failure. Distress comes when he tried again and again. If there is no distress, there is no something anxiety.
Yes. Naturally, some anxiety will be there, but he has to remain steady. He's trying for success. It's not that he thinks it doesn't matter if success or failure. My Guru Maharaj has given me this service. It doesn't matter if it succeeds or fails. He tries to succeed. But if it's not successful, still he remains steady. Not that it's that I don't care. It's not that he's uninterested. That I'll just do it if it succeeds, if it doesn't succeed. What's the difference? He tries to make it successful. But if it's a failure, still, all right, I tried. And maybe I'll try again. He remains steady. But not uninterested, because it's Krishna's business. Anything else? Okay. So we can. Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Shri Prabhupada.